All right, so welcome to an episode of Doing a Bit Much, where we talk about coding and all things kind of relative to it. And I just want to welcome you to your journey on coding and say, first of all, that coding is a great way to expand your mind on thinking and look at things from a different point of view, different paradigms, things like that. And the goal is to understand like the fundamentals and how things work. And, you know, once you get that, then you start really applying that to life, you know. And that comes later, but in the beginning, you're trying to understand how things work. A lot of you may be trying to get into the tech industry, or you may just, you know, be trying to do things on your own, like, you know, self-employment or something like that. You could, you know, help others who, you know, in your area, or like family members who are not tech savvy, because even in that itself, you know, people out here are like scamming people and, you know, taking advantage of. So you can be like this, you know, cape crusader, if you will, because you can understand something that maybe your grandparents don't understand, and you can help them out. So, you know, you can definitely use these talents and skills in ways where you can help people to, you know, succeed. And once you know something, you can teach somebody else. So in this episode too, I really want to just express to you some of the things that, you know, can happen on your journey, you know, like getting burnt out or getting frustrated where you don't understand something and you want to give up, you know. So then once you get it, it's kind of weird, because then once you get it and you do understand it, you get this, it's called imposter syndrome, and about it. And when it's really just you actually doing it, and that's all you have to do, is something that I think if it gets explained to you first, you know, and we all are individuals, so it kind of something that we have to find out on our own. But I think with this, coding and programming, things like that, you tend to want to get like fast track, and that's what I want to do. I want to fast track you on this, so you can do this in like spurts. You know, it's not a race. You know, no one was born with the knowledge of programming and coding. It was something that had to be taught, because if you think about it, when you look at programs, they're built on something else, and then something else came before it. So you're always learning from something. So the whole idea is just to continue to learn and know that you can take breaks. You know, you don't have to learn and cram all this at one time. That's what they have. I mean, there's so many websites. There's so many resources online now where if you forget something, you can just kind of like just, you know, type it in, and you know, you can recall it, you know. So yeah, so here, let's see what else I have on this list here. So I also want to talk about performing, making this thing a habit, where if you keep doing it, it will become a habit. And then you won't, you know, feel like, oh, this is a job, or this is a hard task or something like that. So if you focus on not learning it for a specific reason and just flow with it, and things will start to make sense when it comes down to it. So coding is actually fun, because you are the creator. You are the one who has to project everything, you know. So you are the one that has to create the objects, the images, the vectors, the everything that has to be created. It comes from you, even if they are tutorials from anywhere. The thing is, you had to put it into the system that you're using and make it work. So just when you're running a simple Hello World application, you're really making something work. So I want you to get in the mindset And I'm also going to be doing tutorials and videos as well, and showing you how to do things. That's from making websites to running framework applications using like JavaScript, and explain it to you in a very, very simple way. You know, where, you know, I'm saying you're going to jump on a computer and just be like clickety clack, clack, clack. You're, you know, because it doesn't even work that way in real life. So, I want you to be proficient, and I want you to be able to, comprehend it in a way where you can memorize something, where you can understand it. So that's the goal. And make something where you know, like if you like cooking, you know, we would explain algorithms like a recipe. Or if you like a car, and we are talking about components, and you know that there are different components to running a vehicle. So these are the things that we can make relevant to somebody who's maybe an auto mechanic and want to look at into getting into coding, or look at somebody who's like maybe an office worker or something like that, and they want to get into programming coding. You can use something that they're already familiar with and bring it into that world and make it make sense to them, you know. So when I mean them, I mean you, the user or the listener. So that's the goal. Yeah, so I'm not going to hold you on that, and I just wanted to let you know that when you start this journey, don't jump off so quick, because there's a lot more to coding than just words on a black screen, because it's a mental thing. It's almost like playing chess, except for you are actually making the chess pieces. You are actually creating the chess boards. You are actually creating the moves for the chess pieces. So you don't necessarily have to follow the way that an actual chessboard works in real life. You can create your own, and it would just mimic or use the instance of what a chessboard already is. And then you just add to it and make changes, if that makes sense. I know that's kind of deep, but I like to use things that are in the real world to explain how things work on a computer, and in the background sense of it, from you know, just thinking about it. So yeah, again, in this journey, you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to develop new skills that you can use in the tech industry, and you'll be able to, you know, apply yourself, you know, well, not apply yourself, I mean, apply what you learn to, like, you know, your resume, because you'll be able to show samples. We live in a world now where people want to see what you know how to do. A resume just doesn't cut it anymore. And when they want to, and especially in the web world, they want to see examples. They want to see experience. So, yeah, and that's what I want to cover and provide to you as well. We'll be talking about too during our coding journey, might be jumping off sometimes. We'll just talk about things that are going on in the world that's dealing with code and ideas and things like that that come off the top of my head. So yeah, and I'm going to end it right here, and then the next one I'm going to let you know what are some of the tools that you're going to need as far as getting set up and setting up your coding environment overall. So I hope you enjoyed, and if you stick with me, we're going to learn some things together. All right.